Again, you're listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. Today we're discussing the top moment in SCAC football history. I'm joined by 2010 Trinity University graduate John Wiener. John, when you talk to the guys afterwards on the team, obviously they're friends of yours. You announce their games. One of the unique things about the SCAC and our small colleges and universities, you become good friends with so many people on campus. As you talk to them, what did they tell you Coach Moore had told them going into that play? What were they trying to do? Obviously score, but it looked like total chaos.
Well, Coach Moore had his headset off. Coach Moore was done. He was through with it. He was ready to go shake Coach Dubose's hand and practice. And who wouldn't be? No, that's kind of the joke. And there are sort of different anecdotes, different versions that come out of that sideline about what exactly happened. The most prevailing though are that Coach Moore had his headset off, and Jason Guthrie, the offensive, who was the co-head coach and sort of worked with the quarterbacks, and not the offensive coordinator, but, you know, was sort of on the sidelines, and the joke was Guthrie drew up the whole play. Well, you know, obviously both sides are a little, are just having fun, but, you know, Coach Guthrie basically sort of drew up the original crossing route with Sean Thompson. And, you know, said, we're going to throw the cross, and you guys just keep looping under. And that was basically the diagram. And, you know, they went out and said, okay, you know, let's do it and make a play.
You know, no doubt, John, as you called this play, and you said it yourself, as we heard, it was one of the most incredible endings to a college football game ever, you know, possibly in history. Did you ever have any idea, though, that it would become, you know, what it has become in terms of national media, top 10 play of the year, Pontiac game-changing play of the year, Time Magazine sports play of 2007, a finalist for the ESPY for play of the year? Did you ever have any idea it could develop and spin and snowball into what it became?
No. I mean, you know, how can you? I think at the time you realize, you know, you're just not thinking that far ahead. I think as it sort of went on, you realize quickly, you know, the magnitude. If you know football or if you were there on that afternoon, you understand the magnitude of what happened. But I guess you sort of don't really, we didn't really appreciate sort of the viral nature of it and how quickly it could spread. And that's sort of, you know, underestimating our, you know, our technological capabilities and our media as much as it is sort of the specialness of the play. I think anybody sort of who was there will tell you that you'll never see anything like that again. And you see it with your eyes. You know when you see things like that it was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So the feeling was there on that day. But just how wide it spread and how long it's going on was sort of a bit, you know, it was surprising. It became understandable, though, and it became kind of neat. But you know, things like this, for instance, though, are sort of really make you think that no, I didn't think it would go on this far. You know, in terms of like here we are, 4 years later, almost. You know, and I'm still talking to you. We're still talking about this. So that's kind of neat, but you know how it was 15 laterals, you know, to win a football game, you know, Division III or otherwise, and just the whole nature of the play. I mean, you know, it was extraordinary. It's one of the great things about sports and one of you know, one of the great things about football that, you know, Trinity was able to make happen.
You know, we talk about it, John, and obviously you mentioned viral and it becoming so big, and as I mentioned, it was a finalist for an ESPY Award for the play of the year. You had a chance to go and attend the ESPYs. Just talk about what that experience was like. You know, all sports fans, of course, watched it, you know, on ESPN every year, and I'm sure it was an unbelievable event to attend.
It was great. I mean, it was really, you know, sort of the most special of all the things, you know, to sort of culminate that whole experience. It was, you know, you're just walking around, you're on cloud 11, I tell people, you know, cloud 9 is not even in the picture. I mean, here we are, you know, a bunch of college kids from South Texas, you know, Division III, and we were there with the stars. We were treated like the stars. We counted as the stars, and it was just, from the moment you get off the plane, I mean, it's just, you know, you you're the first you get on the elevator, you know, to get into the hotel, and there's Stuart Scott and Michael Strahan, you know, coming back from golf. And, you know, you just get on the elevator and just sort of, and the name dropping isn't even really, that's sort of beside, you know, that's sort of beside the point. Just the whole experience, being in L.A., you know, staying at this, you know, having it all out there for you, being a contestant and a participant instead of just an onlooker in the fanfare, was really great. And, I mean, of course, we enjoyed ourselves. We had a great time. You know, the place we were staying was awesome. The ceremony, we all got dressed up. You know, you walk the red carpet. It was, you know, we get the, you know, you get all the comp things, all the parties, all of the events, you know, just the whole camaraderie of it, as if it couldn't have already been furthered, was, you know, it was really special. I mean, that's me. And of course, some of the things, you know, I'm sort of not even going to get of you. But it was really great, and it was also great for the coaches. All the coaches got to go, and for them to be able, like I said, to be rewarded for all of that hard work, and to really get to sort of kick back and relax and enjoy the fruits of what they do. You know, was neat. So it was neat. Me as a broadcaster, to sort of get to see the foot, everybody, I wasn't certainly not from an outside perspective, but to see the football team be able to share in that, and like I said, the players together and the coaches, because, you know, I knew the players and we're close, but certainly not like any of the bonds that the football players have with each other, or that the coaches have, or that player and coach have. So to be able to share that was really great, and you just, you know, you've got a 9-wide grin, you know, from the moment you get off the plane until, you know, until you leave. I mean, you know, we're on the roof of the Standard, you know, chopping it up with Freddie Adu and Greg Oden, you know, like it was just, you know, after school on a Thursday. It's too much, really, to just go back. The ESPYs was incredible. I still can't believe that we got to go and do all of that. Wow, it was really exciting. We didn't win, but it didn't matter. We were, you know, we had won already for all intents and purposes. It was just incredible.
You know, John, thinking back on the call, and obviously as you move, you know, forward throughout your career, I'm sure you've thought about it many a times, but, you know, what goes through your mind when you think about it, knowing that that could be the most incredible, probably will be the most unbelievable call you'll ever call broadcast throughout the rest of your career?
Well, I mean, it probably will be. You know, I like to hope there's a lot in front of me in terms of sports broadcasting or sports journalism. But, you know, let's be real. I mean, nothing's ever going to equal that. Nothing's ever going to duplicate it. And it shouldn't, and they shouldn't expect it to, because it was once in a lifetime, once in a million. Like I say, I just feel fortunate. I laugh about it sometimes, you know, that I was a part of it, because you are just sort of just screaming and, you know, I've done so many broadcasts since then where you don't ever get to that level. But I think that being able to actually reach that level of excitement and, like I said, to be a part of that, you know, I wouldn't really want it any other way. Now, I like to, you know, people say, how could you ever top this? And you go, well, I don't even know. I'd like to do a Super Bowl and, you know, call the Masters or whatever. And all those things would be great. So I have lots in front of me that I'm hoping to do. But nothing needs ever replace that, you know, the Mississippi Miracle, because, you know, nothing can. I mean, it was just great. So I think it's funny. I get a kick out of it still, that I'm sort of the voice behind that, because it was so unique and so special, and to it, of all people, you know, I get a kick out of it. It's great. I just feel fortunate, you know, to be a part of that. Just totally fortunate.
You know, how many times have you had a chance, or have you gone back and listened and watched that moment on YouTube?
Oh, I don't know, Russ. You know, I couldn't even answer that. I don't even want to. You know, especially after that week, or the, you know, weeks or months period after in 2007, after that happened, you sort of lose count then. And, you know, I go around and my dad will try to show it to people. And I'm like, Dad, stop. Like, come on, Dad. Like, you know, we'll be, you know, wherever. And you remember the young people. You remember the lateral play 4 years ago? Yeah, some people remember it. Some people don't. I'm like, you know, I'm like, we don't have to just break it out on the iPhone and see it right now. But I've seen it a lot, but it never gets old. It really doesn't. I don't know. I guess I've probably pulled it up and just watched it once in a while myself, just to sort of give a smile. But you know, hundreds of times, right? To be honest, no doubt about it.
Well, I know a lot of people remember that call and know that call because when I describe who I work for and what I do, I'm always said, well, do you remember the Mississippi play with all the laterals? Well, that's the conference I work for. And everybody says, oh, of course, I remember that. It's pretty amazing. So lots and lots of people have seen that call, John. Now, you just talk about, you know, in terms of that game, how it shaped that moment, you know, sort of shaped you as you've kind of grown throughout your play-by-play career. And now you've moved on in stage, moving on to grad school, as you mentioned, Syracuse University, now doing play-by-play, calling stuff for the Orangemen. Just talk about how, you know, you've grown from that experience.
Well, I've grown a lot sort of as a broadcaster from my whole Trinity experience. The play certainly goes on the resume, but you know, you'd like to think that you as a broadcaster won't be defined by one play. I know we sort of talked about it a little while. So I try to just be the best, you know, broadcaster that I can be, you know, and Mississippi Miracle or otherwise, you know, that was good, but it's also in the past. You know, I think some of the things you learn from it, you know, I think being prepared is always key. People always ask me, you know, how was you able to keep up with everything and all the names and the numbers? Well, it's because I was so intimately involved with Trinity football that it was subconscious. It was second nature. Also, you know, I think it's worth sort of looking back. You know, you have to work on keeping your composure in all situations, and it's very good to get excited and to be excited, certainly when the moment calls for it, but you just have to realize where you're going and what direction you're headed with that, and sort of, you know, be cognizant of your excitement and your energy level. Not to say that getting too excited or not excited enough, it's just it's always something to think about. So I've always loved, you know, broadcasting. I did games for 4 years at Trinity, and it was a great foundation. It was the best, and I can't thank the football program enough, and like I said, Bob Edwards enough for giving me that opportunity to do that. And that was, you know, when as I go on, wherever I reach, you know, that was sort of where it started for me, and that was where my, you know, where my foundation is, and where I first got to, you know, call games was Trinity University regularly. And I loved doing football, and I loved doing Trinity football. And you want to be, as a broadcaster, you want to be in a situation like that where there's so much invested in the program and people care about the products and about the character. So, you know, it's made me appreciate also a good broadcasting situation. But, you know, you grow. That was a long time ago. I've done a lot of games since then. But, you know, Trinity was where it all started and where it starts, you know, for me. And the Mississippi Miracle, it's a great springboard. I don't necessarily, you know, flat roll it out there in job interviews and things, but it's just, it's something, and it also just gives you confidence that, you know, you can handle and do well in all types of exciting sports, you know, live situations. So a number of ways, you know, but like you say, it's all just sort of part of being a broadcaster and being prepared, and no situation like that is ever going to come up again. So I also, in some respects, you sort of feel a little more steeled for the future, because if you've seen that, you've sort of seen it all. So it gives you confidence, it gives you joy, it gives you experience. But really just the whole Trinity, my 4 years there involved with that football program, calling games was invaluable and irreplaceable, and I really mean that. I look back on it so fondly. You know, we only did webcasts, and they didn't go out on the radio, and we only had video for, I guess, the last 2.5 years, but I just look back on it with so much joy. I mean, you know, and I also did those games as a college student, you know, on a volunteer basis on Saturday mornings with a handful of people listening. All of those circumstances, and I loved every minute of it and wouldn't have traded it and wouldn't have preferred to be anywhere else. So I know that if I could have done that and enjoyed it so much, you know, getting paid to do it could only be a bonus. I mean, like I said, just the whole 4 year Trinity experience with the football program and calling those games was, you know, it was amazing. It was awesome. And like I said, I wouldn't trade it. And that's sort of where it all started. And I couldn't be prouder.
And finally, John, just the last thing I guess to ask you from you know, redirecting your flight from Washington to Mississippi to calling the game, just your lasting, you know, the one thing as you've, you know, thought back and looked back at that day, that game, that call, what's the one thing that you think you'll always have with you that'll stay with you in your mind from the Mississippi Miracle?
Oh, man. That's really tough. Like I said, there's so many memories attached to it. But probably just that an amazing thing happened on, you know, in sports and in life, and I was able to be a part of it. And I think that's all that, you know, that's the most you can take from it and the best thing you can take from it because it means so much. I mean, I'm not a very religious person per se, but it makes you believe in good things, that, you know, just so much happiness, you know, just this amazing thing happened on the football field, and it brought so many people so much joy and you know, fortunate to be a part of it. It does, and that makes me think, and I guess I'm happy that I can sort of close with this, because, you know, you start talking about, you know, faith and good things and miracles, and it's called the Mississippi Miracle, but I think what that title sort of betrays a little bit or doesn't really get to is that it was miraculous. You know, it was amazing, yes, but, you know, it was about perseverance and hard work, and you don't want to just sort of throw those cliches out there and, you know, have a bunch of, you know, high-winded, you know, speeches about perseverance and dedication. But, you know, there were two football teams on that field, and, you know, while yeah, there was a lot of luck, there was also a lot of resilience from that team and never give up and, you know, smart, disciplined play, you know, picking up the bounce while the other people stop, you know, knowing the rules, things like that. And, you know, you don't want to trivialize sort of the miraculous nature of it, certainly, because it was once in a million. But it just sort of, they say good things happen, you know, good things happen to those who wait, but also good things happen to good people who work hard. And you know, that was what that moment, you know, kind of encompassed. Miraculous, true, but also those football players, that coaching staff, you know, hard work, diligence, and belief in each other. You know, that's teammates. There's no way you go 15 laterals without teamwork. There's no way you go 15 laterals 62 seconds down the field without belief in each other, without belief that you can still get it done. It just doesn't happen if you don't have that reserve there and that, you know, that character that sort of is instilled from the coaching staff down and sort of ran through every man. So I think that's important to note. When you talk about the Mississippi Miracle, is that, you know, like we said, yeah, miraculous, but also those are you know, things happen for a reason, and, you know, those players on the field made that happen. And, you know, the coaches put them in a position where they could be successful in a situation like that. So it's just a great moment for the entire program, and I know still that everyone who participated in it gets so much joy out of it.
2010 Trinity University graduate and forever the voice of the Mississippi Miracle, John Wiener. Again, John, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations on being a part of the top moment in SCAC football history, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of your career.
Thank you, Russell, and just great that this is happening, so thanks a lot.